This is Jazz in the Afternoon. I'm Mike Jacobs, and we are pleased to welcome in the studio once again after quite a long time, Paul Serrato. Paul, thank you for stopping in today. We're going to talk with you about your new CD.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's totally my privilege. I love KIOS. It's a great station.
The latest is called Urban Fingerprints from Paul Serrato, and we've been playing some tracks here in the last few weeks on the station here on Jazz in the Afternoon, and it's a collaborative effort. It's Paul along with bassist Hilliard Green. Paul, tell us about the title, Urban Fingerprints.
Urban Fingerprints, yes. Well, the inspiration for my music and most all of my CDs, I guess I would say, comes from living in an urban environment. So I was looking around for a title for this, and hopefully my urban fingerprints are on all of these tunes.
And you're a New York native, so you...
Well, I'm not quite a New York native. I lived there for many decades. I am an Omahan by birth, and I graduated from high school here. But all my adult life, I lived in the East, on the East Coast, mostly in New York.
Yeah, and there was a quote in the press release for this new album that kind of intrigues me about the urban fingerprints. You talked about the Broom Street, Lower East Side, New York neighborhood where the album was recorded, and you say that it instilled a charged energy that couldn't help releasing creative juices. Describe the neighborhood. Describe that area of New York that inspired a lot of this new music.
Yes, well, that particular area, you know, New York is undergoing tremendous changes almost like daily. I was just there about a month ago. I couldn't believe it. I almost lost my orientation. But yeah, the Broom Street area is the Lower East Side, and it's an area which so far has not been so overly developed. So it's still got a lot of mom and pop stores. There's a public housing project there, and you have some vacant lots. But more than anything, Delancey Street cuts through there, and Delancey Street is a main artery. And lots of traffic, and of course, hundreds of people out on the streets shopping and all the mom and pop stores. So you just feel all that urban energy permeating you. You know, you just want to start walking faster and talking faster. And the studio that we recorded in was in that location.
So this is a new recording. It's you and bassist Hilliard Green. I'm going to ask you about him in just a few minutes, but I want to play a cut from this new disc, Urban Fingerprints. It's called Because Time Doesn't Stop. It's one of my favorites on the new disc.
Oh, thanks.
So maybe set this up for us. The inspiration behind this particular cut.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, and I've always composed, but having gotten my undergrad degree in Latin composition at Boys Harbor in New York, and I don't want to go through the whole thing, but, you know, it's customary in a lot of band arrangements, Latin band arrangements, for the pianist at the head of the arrangement to take an ad lib improvisational solo on the work to get it introduced before the band comes in. And that's why I did the that kind of solo at the head of the actual groove, which sets in then. So and then I did something similar at the tail end of it. So that's how it was set up and why it was arranged that way.
All right, well, we're going to take a listen to it now. This is a tune called Because Time Doesn't Stop. It's an original by our guest, pianist Paul Serrato, and he's heard here with bassist Hilliard Green from the new CD, Urban Fingerprints, here on Jazz in the Afternoon. That's Paul Serrato at the piano, along with Hilliard Green, the bassist for Because Time Doesn't Stop. And This is from the new disc called Urban Fingerprints. Paul Serrato joins us today in the studio. We're having some conversation and listening to some music from this new disc today. And there's a Latin feel to this this new project, Paul. And it just that particular cut really stands out, I think, for me. I was listening to it just this morning and just tapping my foot and drinking my coffee, trying to get in the groove. And it certainly helped this morning.
Well, that was the intention.
Yep.
Definitely the intention.
Well, tell me about Hilliard Green.
Hilliard
played
Green,
with him for a while.
As we usually address him, Hill Green. Yeah, Hill Green, one of the really preeminent bass players on the scene, always in demand in New York. I was lucky to get him for this project, but we've worked together on many projects over the years, recording and in clubs. He's a great person, in addition to being such an extraordinary musician. Actually, he was originally from Iowa, and he's lived in New York and made his career in New York. But, you know, this recording was done over 2 days, 2 afternoons in New York. We really didn't have time to, we were living in different cities, so we couldn't rehearse this. So I have total confidence in him since we worked together. And so I asked him if he would do the project on his given dates, and he was very enthusiastic, said yes. So what I did was I sent him the bass charts. For example, the tune you just heard, I figured I'd give him a leg up. At least he could familiarize himself with it when we went into the studio, because we went into the studio and without any rehearsal, and we just ran through these tunes like once or twice and then laid them down. And so, you know, the sound you're getting, I hope and I think, is very spontaneous, exactly the way it happened. But we played with great confidence. I was totally secure having him on bass with me. I wasn't a bit worried that we didn't have extensive rehearsals in the lead up to the studio date.
There's a freshness and there's a... just a how do I want to put it, when you go in not as prepared, of course, you know, jazz is, it's all about improvisation anyway, but you guys have played together so long, it's almost like you don't really have to rehearse.
Yeah, because you that's the big advantage when you've been playing together. And of course, successful jazz groups always have that advantage, because you just kind of, you're able to read what the other musicians, where they're going, what they're thinking, why they're doing this, and you just are able to harmonize as a unit. Whereas if you are playing with somebody new, that kind of harmony may not happen as easily.
You have most of the material on this new disc is original material that you wrote, but you had a couple of Billy Strayhorn classics on here, Passion Flower and Something to Live For.
Tell
me about the influence of Billy Strayhorn on you.
Yeah, well, I mean, those particular tunes, of course, are like super romantic. And I can be a super romantic guy, so I love them. They're very melodic, totally melodic, and beautiful harmonies. Passion Flower, I decided, I said, how am I going to do this? And I actually used a whole tone scale to harmonize it, which gives it that very mysterious, airy kind of quality. Passion Flower. Why did he call it Passion Flower? Sometimes I think, you know, he was thinking of his own muse, who was Lena Horne, maybe she was the Passion Flower that he was thinking of when he wrote that beautiful, beautiful melody.
Could be. Yeah. We're going to check out another cut here in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you about playing around town anywhere here. Are there any live...
I seem to be in demand for two things, especially wedding receptions and fundraisers. Wedding receptions, of course, are private, so the public can come, but fundraisers are, of course, open to the public. I just did one at Hot Shops recently, and I've been asked to do some others. so the public can come to those. Those are always announced on my Facebook page or on my website. But clubs right now, I don't have anything on the agenda immediately in any clubs, but keep tuned into my Facebook page because these things have a way of turning up suddenly. So stay posted.
Okay. Well, let's listen to another track here. This one I was listening to this morning as well. I've listened to the entire album, but this one I thought we'd play here today, a tune called Encounter that we haven't played on our shows just yet, but we'll do it now. You want to tell us about this one?
Yeah, well, I like the tune. It's a very breezy kind of tune. I open it with a piano solo unaccompanied, and then Hill comes in with a very nice bass groove, and it's just a very light, happy kind of breezy tune. So enjoy it for that.
All right. Well, Paul, we thank you very much for stopping by and telling us about this new project, Urban Fingerprints. It's available on Graffiti Productions. Is that your own label?
That's my own label. It's available locally at Homer's. Please support your local record store. It's very important, as well as on CD Baby.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to this now. It's pianist Paul Serrato along with bassist Hilliard Green from Urban Fingerprints, a tune called Encounter. Thanks for coming in, Paul.
My pleasure.